大家好。
Hello, everyone.
欢迎收看老明的频道。
Welcome to watch Lao Ming's channel.
地球上有一个特别神秘的岛。
There is a very mysterious island on Earth.
岛上的人还生活在60000年前的石器时代。
The people on the island still live in the Stone Age.
他们赤身裸体，茹毛饮血。
They were naked, eating raw meat.
用石头做工具。
Make tools from stone.
有人会说，你这是讲故事的吗？
Some people might say you're telling a story.
可这还真不是故事。
But this is really a story.
是实实在在的事儿。
It's a real thing.
但是我们不能和他们接触。
But we can't contact them.
科学家们说，与他们接触很可能会造成他们集体死亡。
Scientists say that contact with them could cause their collective death.
而且是瞬间团灭。
And it's sudden illness.
这到底是怎么一回事呢？
What's going on?
让我们从头说起。
Let's start from the beginning.
北森迪纳尔岛是印度洋上的一个小岛。
North Sentinel Island is a small island in the Indian Ocean.
它的面积只有56.67平方公里。
Its area is only 66.7 square kilometers.
非常接近于北京市二环内的面积。
Very close to the area within the second ring of Beijing.
这个岛距印度本土1300公里。
This island is 1,300 kilometers from the mainland of India.
距离缅甸300公里，离它最近的呢是南安达曼岛。
The closest one to Myanmar is 300 kilometers away, which is Andaman Island.
距离啊仅有50公里。
Only 50 kilometers away.
上面住的都是土著人。
The people living upstairs are indigenous people.
在进入真正的故事
Let's get to the real story.
之前我们先来介绍北森迪纳尔岛人的三大未解之谜。
Previously, we first introduced the three unsolved mysteries of the people of North Sentinel Island.
第一
First,
森迪纳尔人到底是什么人？
What are the people of Sindarin?
这是未知的。
This is unknown.
他们与南安达曼岛上的土著居民明显不是一个人种。
They are clearly not the same ethnic group as the indigenous people of Andaman Island.
森迪纳尔人的肤色要更黑一些。
The skin of the people of Sindarin should be darker.
而安达曼岛的土著啊，个子比较矮小。
And the people of Mordor and the indigenous people are shorter.
两个岛的语言也完全不一样。
The languages of the two islands are completely different.
各说各的，谁也听不懂谁。
Each person speaks their own language, and no one can understand.
科学家认为啊。
Scientists believe that
森迪纳尔人很可能在60000年前就与其他的人类分道扬镳了。
It is likely that the people of Sindina have diverged from other humans as early as 60,000 years ago.
在60000年的时间里
，In 6 million years，
他们都与世隔绝。
They are all isolated。
所以他们的基因啊，也许比其他人类更接近走出非洲的老祖。
Therefore, their genes may be closer to those of other humans who migrated out of Africa.
先，从某种意义上说
，In a sense，
他们是活着的古人类。
They are living ancient humans.
第二个谜啊
，Second，
森迪纳尔人是怎么跑到小岛上去的呢？
How did the people of Sindin get to the island?
一开始
Initially,
科学家们推想60000年前的海平面比今天低很多。
Scientists believe that the sea level was much lower 60,000 years ago than it is today.
从非洲东岸到北森迪纳尔岛之间。
From the east coast of Africa to North Sentinel Island,
可能有很多的陆地高于海面。
There may be many land masses above sea level.
他们是一点一点从海上坐木筏飘过去的。
They were drifting away from the shore one by one on makeshift rafts.
但是这个距离啊，实在是太远了。
But the distance is really too far.
这个设想很难成立。
This idea is difficult to realize.
直到2017年，科学杂志 Science 刊登了一项最新的研究结果，表明
According to a recent study published in the Science magazine Science in 2017,
人类很可能在60,000年前就到达了东南亚。
Humans are likely to have arrived in Southeast Asia as early as 60,000 years ago.
如果这个结论可靠
If this conclusion is reliable,
好，森迪纳尔人就是顺着安达曼群岛走过去的。
The people of Sundarban are those who walk through the Andaman Islands.
随着海平面的上涨
With the rise of sea level,
他们就被困在了这个小岛里。
They were trapped on the island.
当然，这些仍然只是推测。第三个谜。
Of course, these are still just speculations. The third mystery.
森迪纳尔人如何在一个小岛上生存了
？How did the people of Sindarinnel survive on a small island?
60,000年呢
？What are you doing for the new year?
这更是一个难以解释的谜团。60,000年
This is a more complex and difficult mystery.
岛民一直在近亲交配。
The island has been breeding with its close relatives.
这实在是不可思议啊。
This is unbelievable.
大家都知道哈布斯堡家族老是近亲结婚。
Everyone knows that the Habsburg family practiced incestuous marriage.
他们生下的后代
Their descendants
要不就是神经有问题
How about having a brain that's not up to par
要不就是身体有缺陷
How about having a physical defect
哈布斯堡家族总共啊也只有1400年的传承
The Habsburg family has only been around for about 1400 years
那为什么这个小岛60,000年里没有因为基因的单一性而灭绝呢
Why hasn't this small island been extinct for 60,000 years due to the uniqueness of its genes?
所有这些谜团都没有人能够解答。
None of these mysteries could be solved.
想要找到答案
To find the answer.
只有一个办法。
There is only one way.
就是和森迪纳尔人接触，学习他们的语言。
To learn their language by contacting with the people of Sindarinnel.
深入到他们的社会中去。
Go deep into their society.
现代人有没有尝试过接触呢
？Have modern people tried to contact?
有过很少的几次。
I have had a few times.
但是都不成功。
But none of them succeeded.
大家请看这位岛民。
Please look at this local resident.
他做出的一个很不雅的姿势。
His rude and inappropriate behavior.
这个姿势一出现，就表示他们要翻脸了。
Once a posture appears, it means they are about to turn against us.
他们打算使用最强大的武器，弓箭，射杀一切的外来者。
They plan to use the most powerful weapon, a bow and arrow, to kill all the outsiders.
这就好比地球人与外星人的第三类接触。
This is like the third contact between humans and aliens.
面对外星人的强大科技
In the face of alien technology,
地球人很恐慌。
People on Earth are panicked.
就想先下手为强，占据主动。
I wanted to take the initiative and get ahead.
大概啊，就是这么个想法。
That's basically the idea.
时间回到1880年。
Time goes back to 1880.
那时
Then,
安达曼群岛是英国的殖民地。
Andaman Islands were a British colony.
殖民地负责人叫莫里斯·波特曼。
The name of the colonial administrator is Morris Portman.
此人酷爱人类学。
This person is very fond of anthropology.
拍摄了大量的土著居民的照片。
Took a lot of photos of the indigenous people.
这些照片也成为今天研究安达曼群岛的重要资料。
These photos also serve as important materials for studying the Andaman Islands today.
波特曼听说，有一群完全不同的土著人生活在北森迪纳尔岛上。
According to Portman, there is a group of indigenous people living on North Cinder Island who are completely different from others.
他非常的好奇。
He was very curious.
上岛寻找，岛上的人都跑到密林里躲了起来。
The people on the island all ran into the forest to hide.
波特曼在岛上发现了三座木头和树叶搭的小村庄。
Portman discovered three small villages made of wood and leaves on the island.
在最后一个村子的一个角落里。
In a corner of the last village,
发现了两个老人带着四个小孩
Found two elderly people with four children.
还没有来得及躲起来。
I hadn't had time to hide.
波特曼就把这六个人抓到了安达曼群岛。
Portman brought these six people to the Andaman Islands.
没想到啊。
Unexpectedly.
刚过了几天。
Just a few days ago.
两个老人就得病死了。
Two old people died.
因为这些岛民从来没有与外界接触过。
Because these islanders have never had contact with the outside world.
他们的身上没有欧洲人所具备的抗体。
They lack the antibodies that Europeans possess.
所以他们很容易感染天花。
Therefore, they are easily infected with measles,
伤寒等疾病
fever, etc.
而且一旦染病
and once infected,
基本就是宣告死亡
Basically, it's just announcing death.
波特曼一看
Upon seeing the situation,
老人死了，四个小孩也无法进行交流。
The four children were unable to communicate with each other after the old man died.
就派人把孩子送回到北森迪纳尔岛。
Most people send their children back to the island of Cinadinal.
专家猜想啊，很
Experts speculate.
有可能是孩子们把病毒带回到岛上。
It is likely that the virus was brought back to the island by children,
导致岛上的人灭绝性的死亡
caused the extinction of the people on the island.
所以
So,
直到今天
until today,
森迪纳尔人都顽固地对抗着外部世界，对外来
Sandy Durrell, stubborn and resistant to the outside world,
人保持着极强的敌意。时间
Everyone held a strong sense of hostility at that time.
再到1967年
By 1997,
印度人类学家潘迪特带领了一个科考队再次登岛。
The Indian team led by Dr. Pandit successfully landed on the island.
岛民又躲了起来。
The islanders have fled the island.
科考人员在岛上发现了18间空屋子。
He, a civil servant, discovered 18 empty houses on the island.
潘迪特很惊讶。
Pandit was surprised.
他发现岛民不懂任何现代农业种植技术。
He found that the islanders did not know any modern agricultural planting techniques.
仍然生活在石器时代，生存的方法就是渔猎和采集。
The only way to survive in the Stone Age is still hunting and gathering.
潘迪特就留下了布料和糖果作为礼。
Pandit left the fabric and candy as gifts.
然后离开了小岛。
Then left the island for a while.
再到1974。
By 1974,
美国国家地理杂志摄制组打算拍摄纪录片。
National Geographic Magazine's production team.
片寻找人类，他们带了很多的礼物。
I found a lot of gifts from the group.
满怀信心地上了岛。
With full confidence, set sail to the island.
没想到，岛民根本不给他们机会。
The islanders didn't give them any chance at all.
就像是看到了魔鬼一样。
Like seeing the devil.
百箭齐发。
100 arrows flying.
一顿箭雨。
A volley of arrows.
就把他们赶下了小岛。
Expel them from the island.
其中还有一支箭射中了导演的大腿。
One arrow also hit the director's thigh.
据说那个箭手非常的得意。
It is said that that archer was very proud.
一直大笑大叫。
Always laughing and shouting.
接连对着摄制组做出不雅的姿势。
Repeatedly made inappropriate poses for the crew.
下一次联系1981年。
Next contact 1981.
这一回并不是主动的联络。
This episode is not a proactive contact.
而是一艘叫鲍春花的货船。
And it was a ship called Bao Chunhuer.
在北桑迪纳尔岛搁浅了。
Stranded on North Sanding Island.
虽然船员们都被成功的营救了。
Although all the crew members were successfully rescued.
但是船却一直留在了岛上。
However, the ship remained on the island.
今天我们仍然可以通过谷歌地图看到这艘搁浅的船。
Today, we can still see this stranded ship on Google Maps.
船，大家可以设想一下，鲍春花号对于岛民来说。
Everyone can imagine that the Bao Chunhuer is being talked about by Qing Ming.
就好比51区里的外星飞碟。
Just like the UFOs in District 51.
这艘船直接就把岛民从石器时代带到了青铜时代。
This ship directly brought the islanders from the Stone Age to the Bronze Age.
最后撤退的船员说
The last crew members said that
他们看到岛民上船疯狂地收集
They saw the islanders frantically collecting on the boat.
船上的金属推测
It's metal speculation.
他们用金属来做箭头和武器。
They used metal to make arrows and weapons.
这个小岛肯定是不产金属矿的。
This island must be a metal mine.
所以岛民呢，一直处在石器时代。
So the islanders have always been in the Stone Age.
但是他们却知道金属是个好东西。
But they knew that metal was a good thing.
要收集起来。
Collect.
他们是怎么产生这种认知的呢？
How did they come up with this idea?
现在我们还不清楚。
We don't know yet.
我们还是在这里做个小调查。
We're still here to conduct a small survey.
认为岛民完全孤立了60000年的
Those who believe that the islanders have been completely isolated for 6,000 years.
请在弹幕或留言里打上111。
Please put 111 in the comment or message.
认为岛民曾经与现代社会有过接触的。
I think that the islanders once had contact with modern society.
请打上000。
Please put in 000.
随后就到了1991年的1月。
Then it was January 1991.
印度的女学者马杜马拉带领了一个科考小队，与森迪纳尔人进行了有史以来第一次比较友好的接触。
In 2016, Indian scholar Matthew Marler led a research team to make the first friendly contact with the Sendinar people.
非常难得的是啊。
It's very rare.
他们还拍摄了纪录片。
They also filmed a documentary.
通过这部纪录片。
Through this documentary,
我们第一次近距离地观察了这些神秘的古人类。
We first observed these mysterious ancient tears horses up close.
马杜马拉给岛民带去的礼物是满满五麻袋的椰子。他们先把一些椰子扔到海里。这些岛民一看到椰子激动了，马上就冲到海里去捞椰子。为什么是椰子呢？这就要讲到糖的问题了。糖分是人体内的三大营养之一，能合成肌糖原和肝糖原。人是不能缺糖的，缺糖会导致低血糖反应，四肢酸软，严重的有可能有生命危险。岛民认识椰子，说明这个岛上的糖分主要来源于椰子。但是椰子树呢不够多，所以他们视椰子为人间珍宝，都冲上来抢。有一个小伙子还跑到船边扛了一麻袋椰子就跑。这个女岛民很有意思，她脸上的胡子呢似乎是用草粘上去的，她很可能与画面中这个捞椰子的青年是情侣。女人显得很警惕啊，一直扯着年轻人让他快点离开。这个镜头很有意思，可以看到在岸边搭建了一个草棚，其中有一部分呢是玻璃，玻璃很可能是报春花号上的一部分。岛民可以躲在草棚子里，透过玻璃观察海岸。这说明了什么呢？说明人类可以不懂得制造，但是不影响使用啊。我们再往下看啊，这个人腰上别着的像是一把金属剑，剑的锻造技术绝对一流，从尾部到腰部再到肩部，剑身是越收越紧，比例非常的好。这把剑不像是报春花号上的这种造型啊，很古老，怎么也有几百年的历史了。这把剑是怎么来的呢？也是一个谜。再往下看啊，这把扎椰子的锄头一看就很锋利，看上去也像是金属的，锄头是怎么来的呢？不知道。下面这个镜头很有意思，这是唯一一句能听清楚的语言啊。这个男人的声线有点细，也许他的年龄并不大，他说的是什么呢？肯定不知道。再往下啊，椰子拿完了，岛民突然向科考队员做出了不雅的姿势。在以往的几次接触中啊，都有这个记载。这个姿势一出现，就表示他们要翻脸了。如果科考队再不离开，他们就会用弓箭进行攻击。椰子可以有，人必须离开，说明森迪纳尔人还是很排外，并没有改变。时间再到2004年的12月26日，印度洋爆发了大地震，引发了15米到30米的巨大海浪，震中距离北森迪纳尔岛只有900多公里。当时猜测，巨浪很可能给岛民带来了毁灭性的打击。海啸之后，印度政府就派了直升机去观察岛上的情况。这个时候，有个孤独的勇士出现在了沙滩上，直接用弓箭攻击直升机。这一幕呢，让我想起了后羿射日的传说。也许在数百年、数千年后，这位勇士啊，就变成了森迪纳尔人的后羿。海啸呢，并没有让森迪纳尔人灭族，岛民是如何躲过这场灾难的呢？仍然是一个谜。时间再到2018年11月，26岁的美国传教士约翰周偷偷地跑到岛上去传教。这位约翰周啊，还有一半华人血统，他父亲是中国人。据偷运他上岛的印度渔民说，他一上岛就有一支箭射到了他举着的圣经上，他还把箭拔了下来还给射他的弓箭手，但是很快又有几箭射来，他当场就死在了沙滩上。虽然约翰周很有勇气，但是他的行为让印度政府非常的恼火。森迪纳尔人其实是一个非常脆弱的小群体，不知道约翰周有没有想过，他所携带的细菌与病毒很可能团灭森迪纳尔人。那他的行为啊，就不是传教了，而是把魔鬼 带到了岛上。其实早在1956年的时候，印度政府就颁布过安达曼群岛部落保护法，禁止任何船只航行到北森迪纳尔岛周围9公里的区域，目的就是为了保护这些随时可能被灭族的岛民。但是近些年对这件事的争议也越来越大，一方面全球一体化，人类都进入到信息时代了，但是地球上还保留着原始部落，不帮助他们脱离原始社会似乎有点说不过去。另一方面呢，科学家也非常想研究一下这些活化石，他们体内的基因有助于我们了解人类的起源，他们的历史传说、宗教信仰有助于我们了解人类的历史。岛民有文字吗？他们是一夫一妻制吗？他们是食人族吗？他们为什么能在孤岛上生存6万年呢？这些谜团一天不解开，人们的好奇心就一天不能满足。所以印度政府也做出决定，保护法的有效期只到2022年的12月31日，也就是说从2023年起任何人都可以自行登岛，印度政府也就不再干涉了。但是原则上还是要预先向印度政府申请，据说联合国的人类专家组会是第一批登岛的人。最后啊，我再聊几句个人的看法。森迪纳尔人的故事远没有表面上看的那么简单。有专家分析啊，仅仅依靠狩猎和采集，在没有农业种植的支撑下，这个小岛最多能养活多少人呢？上限是500人。大家再看一下1991年的视频，岛民们身体健壮，思维敏捷，根本就不像6万年近亲繁殖的低能儿，也没有营养不良的样子，说明他们仍然有我们未知的生存秘密。也许啊，2023年以后我们就能解开森迪纳尔人的秘密了，那很有可能是21世纪最轰动的事件之一。好了，今天的故事就讲到这里，别忘了关注老明的频道，我们下期节目再聊。
The gifts that Jumarlar brought to the island were